Just a few days ago, Twitter's board was discussing ways to protect the company from a takeover by the world's richest man. Now, a deal between Elon Musk and the social media giant worth about $43 billion appears to be moving ahead. So what changed, and what does it mean if an eccentric billionaire adds Twitter to his portfolio? Joining us now via Skype is Atlantic staff writer Derek Thompson. Derek, welcome.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So why did Twitter's board suddenly become open to this offer from Elon Musk when just last week it was considering something called a poison pill to stop him from buying it?
That is a fantastic question. And there are things that we don't know about what happened behind the scenes. There are things that we do know about what happened. What we don't know is exactly why people changed their minds. What we do know is that things clearly changed. Twitter was expected to rebuff the offer. They did put in place a so-called poison pill that essentially is a way to block an potential acquirer of a company from increasing their stake in that company. The process by which they do so is a little bit complex, but basically it's a way to prevent the company from being acquired by someone you don't want to acquire it. It looked at that point like they were clearly going to rebuff Elon Musk. Then here's what we know. Elon had a bunch of conversations with people on the Twitter board. He had conversations with institutional investors. He pitched shareholders in a series of video calls, according to the Wall Street Journal, with a focus on actively managed funds. And he basically gave his pitch. Here's how I'm going to change Twitter. Here's why I think you should take my offer, which, by the way, would make shareholders of Twitter quite rich because it is a premium. And now we wake up on Monday and hear that the board has changed its mind. So what we might be seeing is just another example of Elon Musk, not only an engineering impresario, but also the salesman extraordinaire, convincing people.
Maybe they realized Elon Musk was serious about this. Now, Twitter's brand new chief executive, Parag Agarwal, took over in November, and he had the job of making the company more profitable than it was. But do you think that this shift could also be a sign that what's happening now at Twitter is failing?
Well, he has been the CEO of this company for about 13 seconds. So it takes a while for any corporate executive to really implement a plan. I was just recently thinking about some of the stock swoons at a place like Netflix, or you look at what's happening at a place like Peloton. It takes a long time to change a company. You know, you're turning around a Titanic. So I don't blame the CEO of Twitter or its current new leadership at all. I don't think this is their fault. I think Elon Musk, the world's richest man, decided for reasons that we might kind of understand or maybe never know, decided all of a sudden that he wanted to take over this company and run it in a way that was entirely different from the way that it has been run for the last few years. And it's very hard to see how almost any CEO could have done something in the few months that Parag was in charge of the company that might have changed Elon Musk's mind.
One of the ways he wants to do things differently is he wants to take the company private again, which is interesting because the market has responded pretty well to Musk's offer. What's the advantage of doing that?
Well, if you take the company private, it doesn't need to be public. That's the very simple answer. If you take the company private, you can do things in the short term that might be, totally catastrophic to the company's valuation. So if Elon Musk really does want to entirely revamp what makes this business a business, if he wants to radically downshift the amount of ads that people see, the advertising part of this company, and he wants to remake the company as a data company, or he wants to split it in two and have a kind of public-facing company that is the messages that people see, and then behind the scenes have an API and data business that sells, information to people. There's all sorts of things that he can do to the company, but if you're going to entirely restructure it, it's really hard to do that as a public company unless you have someone like, a Mark Zuckerberg in charge of the company, the founder in charge of the company saying, please trust me as I turn around this ship. So it's easier, I think, if you want to do some really dramatic changes to take the company private, if indeed you are in the short term taking away, destroying a lot of value.
One of the fundamental questions all of this brings up is what happens to Twitter with a man like Elon Musk in charge? He's also said that he wants this company to be a platform for free speech around the globe.
Yeah, it's look, here's the thing about what Elon Musk's about Elon Musk talking on Twitter or anytime. You can't necessarily trust that what he's saying is what is going to happen or whether what he's saying is simply the thing that makes it most likely for him to accomplish his short-term goals. So I don't know what's going to happen. He says he wants to reduce ad load on Twitter. Okay, that's fine. But if you're working with institutional investors that want to make sure that the company is still valuable, you probably want to keep some ads on this platform considering it's an advertising business. He says he wants to remove some of the guardrails for speech. okay, again, it's one thing to be a free speech absolutist and another to recognize that running a social media platform requires those guardrails. Otherwise, it becomes an absolute sewer. So I think it's important to disentangle what Elon Musk is saying from any kind of certainty about what will happen with an Elon Musk-run Twitter.
I mean, one of the questions I have is whether or not Donald Trump and other high-profile people who've been kicked off the network for spreading lies or misinformation, whether they would get another chance.
I'm not a betting man. I am not invested in this company, and I'm certainly not going to be invested in it when it's private. If you ask me, though, to make a bet on whether Donald Trump will be back on an Elon Musk-run Twitter within the year, my answer is 90% yes, he will.
All right. Derek Thompson, staff writer for The Atlantic, thanks so much.
Thank you.